Solano Moms Building Community with Marion Trumpf. And today my co-host is Ashwin Switson. Ashwin, welcome today.
Hi, thank you.
Would you like to tell a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Ashwin Swenson, and I reside in Vacaville. I work for County of Alameda. I have two kids, Carl, who's 8, and Asta is 12. Carl goes to Orchard Elementary, and Asta goes to Jepson Middle School. And I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad you're here, because today's episode is about mentors, coaches, and change makers in Solano County. And you are one of the change makers as a mom. I have always seen you do community service, and anytime and every time there's some community service needed, you're there. So, but today we have the two coaches, Coach Blair and Coach Scruggs. These gentlemen are the change makers for me, at least in my life with my son. He goes to Coach Blair's and he does private coaching with Coach Scruggs. I've seen so much positive impact and positive change from these two gentlemen, and I'm honored to have them. They will introduce themselves and then move forward with the questions that we have for them. Go ahead, coaches.
All right. I'm Coach Blair with Air Blair Athletics. I'm the owner of Air Blair Athletics, ABA. Been in the Solano County coaching probably for the last 18 years, I believe it is. We are contractors with the City of Vacaville, City of Fairfield, and youth sports. We do flag football programs, basketball fundamental programs. We just introduced our volleyball fundamental program, as well as Tiny Athletes, which is our 2 to 4 year old. So we try to start helping young people using sports as a vehicle to help them just understanding aspects of life, whether that be teamwork, whether that be working physically, to help them with their bodies. Our coaches are, some of our teachers, some have been coaching for a pretty long time, that have experience in trying to help our young athletes and using sports as a tool to help them become better young people. Actually,
I have noticed with you and Coach Scruggs, you're a coach, but also you teach them life skills. And that is so important for our next generation, because sometimes they get caught up with social media and with some unproductive things. However, every time I have brought my son to Coach Scruggs or to your camp, I notice it's not only about the competitiveness of sports or basketball, it's more to that. You teach them life skills, family foundation, which is important for the next generation to know these things. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
And now we have Coach Scruggs. Welcome, Coach.
Thank you for letting me be here today. I'm happy to be around.
Our pleasure. Would you like to let us know what you do in the community, coaching, and any other projects that you're involved, so the listeners could know?
Well, I try to spend a lot of my time learning, studying, studying kids, studying what they're gravitating to today, and implementing what we're doing in ABA to help the kids recognize that we're trying to help them at all times. And so to keep up with what they like and to mix it into what we're doing helps us stay connected at all times. And then it helps the children grow and see that they can trust someone older than them about the things that they want to do today, and that we do understand that we're not left back in time and that we don't know what they like. So paying attention to them, letting them teach us about what they like and what they like to do, and use those as trigger points to get our information implemented into their lives.
I do like that, because studying a kid is very important, because then you see their likes and dislikes, because how could you bring change if you don't listen to their body language, to their psychological and mental health? I really like that point, because I have seen with my son that you coach, I see a big change, and thanks to you. For the listeners that don't know what ABA means, would you explain what that means, ABA?
ABA is Air Blair Athletics. Yeah. Yeah, Air Blair Athletics. So we kind of shorten it.
Well, that's actually
make
it, right?
It a little bit easier for the young people to articulate. We get called Air Blair and we get called Air Blair Academy. So we kind of shorten it to ABA as much as possible because people recognize it. We're fortunate that our footprint in Vacaville has really grown. 2 years ago, we were at all 10 elementary schools for the after-school program. So that gave us a platform to really impact the Vacaville Unified School District. We're going to be at 3 of the schools this year. So we're going to be at Browns Valley, Orchard, and Hemlock for our after-school programs this year. So we're looking forward to that. Like I say, it gives us an opportunity to spend time with the young people and impact their lives.
That's great. And then also, do you do it with the city of Vacaville? Do you teach coach basketball with city of Vacaville, or is it just ABA with your academy?
We have a contract with the city of Vacaville to do our fundamental programs, which we run on Sunday mornings. We have a balling basketball program, which is a little bit higher level, but we typically still get the non-AAU or maybe aspiring to get to AAU, which is the highest level of amateur basketball. So that program is a little more intense, but we run the basketball programs through the city of Vacaville. We're looking to bring in a Saturday morning program.
Okay.
That would be, you would go to Air Blair Athletics website and you would be able to register there.
So most Air Blair website,
athletics website.
Listeners, if you would like to sign up your kids, your grandkids, your nephews, nieces, go to
AirBlairAthletics.com.
There you go.
And then you'll be able to find our programs that we offer in Fairfield as well. So there's a tab at the top. I would say I want to take a little time. We're looking to hire. We do have a contract with a few of the schools, with 3 of the schools in Vacaville Unified School District to run structured recess programs. We've been doing that at 5 of the elementary schools, and the principals love having us on campus because recess is that time when kids find an opportunity to not be as nice to their classmates, or find angles or ways that they can be a little mischievous. So we come in and provide structure to their recess. So we can bring in, once a week we'll do soccer, the next week we may do flag football, the next week we may do basketball, and we just bring structure to that recess program. And to a principal, they all love us being on campus because we give those kids who need that extra extra tutelage or teaching an opportunity. And that gives us an opportunity to help them make some good decisions, work on their teamwork, work on being a good person, those type of things. So circling back to your question, we do have programs that we run through Air Blair Athletics. Those tabs would be in my website as well, AirBlairAthletics.com. Or you can go to the city of Vacaville, city of Fairfield, and you can find programs that we offer through those city contracts.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And then Coach Scruggs, I know you do some camps with Trinity Church. Would you let us know a little bit more or how the listeners could sign up their kids?
Yes, we're doing a camp for children who might not be able to pay for the other camps that are going on around town and other places. And so I would like to give back to the parents and try to run a 6-week camp with only every Saturday morning, 9 to 12, with only the amount of $25. This helps all the people who don't have any money because kids are going back to school now and all the things that you must supply them with. This gives them a chance to still have a Saturday morning where if they're not with the school or if they're not with the city playing, they have a place to go where they can be on a team, get some structure, get some understanding about life, get some understanding about who really loves them and which way they need to go in life and how to pick things out. And it gives them a chance to open up and speak, and it gives them a chance to eat and to fellowship with each other. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that starts on September 14th, the first Saturday. So if anyone would like to come, it's at 401 Monta Vista. Come on, come on. We have the little kids and we have the older kids. But most of all, we have each other.
I love that. That's what the aim of this podcast is, bringing people connections. And then we together build resources for our community. And that's what we're aiming for. And I'm glad you said that. Ashrin, do you have any questions? I know you have some athletic kids.
Can I interject really, really quick and stay on task with what Coach Scruggs said, his program that we've been fortunate to go over and volunteer and support him with that program. And it is an awesome program. Gets the kids who are not playing in a basketball league, who are not necessarily even interested in playing at that high level, but it gives these kids who just want to get some exercise, or parents want them to be able to get up on a Saturday morning and come out and work with the sport and work with the coaches instead of being, you know, working on their laptop with their thumbs being thumbs being exercised on those joysticks. Well, I don't even think they call them joysticks anymore, but it gives them an opportunity on a Saturday morning to really get up and get moving. And then, like Coach Scruggs said, I mean, we have a little feeding session, so they get a chance to eat, they get a chance to get some exercise and fellowship in a good, wholesome environment.
That's wonderful. And also, it's very affordable. So for people who want to have an affordable camp for their kids, Coach Scruggs will be teaching these camps, you said, fall. And the dates, do you know the dates?
Well, the first date will be September 14th.
September 14th.
So I will be handing out more pamphlets, and I will be handing out more applications in the next day or two. If you come to the George Duke Center, or if you come to any of our ABA camps or any of those things like that, like Sunday morning and stuff like that, there'll probably be some waiting there for mm-hmm. you. Or I'll be there waiting for you. There's all kinds of avenues that you can receive this stuff from. But really, what we really want to do is to bring people together. That's what we're doing. And then I want to say to the parents out there, if you have a kid that's a little autistic or any mm-hmm. of those things like that, mm-hmm. we're the people in the ABA. We don't shy away from that. Yeah. We have the skills to work with that child.
Yeah.
We want to work with your children. Don't hold them back at home figuring that they're different from others. Mm-hmm. We don't see their differences. All we see is we need to give them extra love and attention. Exactly. And we're ready to do it. So bring them to us. Don't keep them at home in that proverbial net where they can't grow like flowers. We're all planting this garden.
We typically try to keep our ratios below 1-10 yes. with our coaches. So our programs typically are going to be smaller numbers with more coaches. So we do have we've had the ability, and like I mentioned, we have teachers who are in our programs that can work with kids who have special needs and are on the spectrum.
That's wonderful, because Ashwin and I were actually right before this segment, we were talking about how we need more resources for kids that have special needs, because at times it's overlooked that, and it's easier for, I guess, the society to say, let's just keep him at home. It's easier. But I'm glad you brought that it's easier. However, it's better to bring them and include them in everything in life, because exactly. although they have some special needs, but that doesn't make them stay home. It's always good to bring them and include them with their siblings and with the environment outside.
Yeah.
And in return, they will have better mental health. I'm a very big advocate of mental health, because mental health is very important, as all of us struggle with it at times. But having coaches like you and mentors, then it's amazing to bring you back to the basics and feeling empowered to do that. I'm going to get to some questions. My first question would be, what are some of the biggest challenges you face as a coach, and how do you overcome it in Solano County, whether it's with parents, with stakeholders, or with the kids? How do you overcome these challenges?
I would say some of our bigger challenges are similar to what we just kind of talked about, is the kids not having the focus or the attention span to get through, say, an hour worth of sports programming for us. So we try to design our programs to keep kids active and moving. But some of the simpler instructions that we would think would be kind of easy for them to follow, we do run into that. So we try to design our programs to help them keep things moving and be able to, you know, focus for that whole 45 to an hour. I mean, that's some of our younger kids. We're starting to work with TK.
Oh, that's a tough age.
With TK in the school district. So we don't want to be herding cats. We really want to be able to teach. And also, one of the challenges for us now is Coach Kayla has helped design our lesson plan. And we're trying to put an emphasis on specific qualities of life, whether that be sportsmanship, whether that be teamwork, positivity, and having in a reward system. We also are trying to implement a little bit of a reward system. We live in a society where everybody gets a trophy now, and that makes it a little bit challenging for us.
Yes.
Because we're trying to teach sportsmanship and shake hands at the end of the class and say GG or good game, and you have kids, because they didn't win, feel like they were a failure. So that's been a little bit of a challenge, having the support from the community. Because if we give the winning team, say we give them a popsicle because they won, everyone in society is saying, we all deserve a popsicle.
Yes.
Well, we're saying, you get a popsicle if you win, and you'll be a good sport if, you know, if you didn't win, and then you try harder the next
yes.
time. But it's challenging for us because it's not necessarily reinforced by society.
Yes.
Or even at home.
Yes.
We've had a parent or two, you know, challenge us because their kids said, well, you know, they gave out a bubble and I didn't get one today. Not understanding what the purpose and what we're trying to teach, immediately, I won't say attack, but immediately put us a little bit on the defense as to what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to teach your child that if you work hard and you win, you get your reward.
Yes.
If you work hard and you don't win, we give you a pat on the back. We give you a high five. We acknowledge that you gave a great effort, but we want to make sure that, you know, the person who won received that reward. Next time you get an opportunity, work hard. And then we find ways for that particular child or those children who didn't win that week. We still find ways to highlight them, whether that's a high five for, you know, being a good teammate or making a good catch or what have you. So we don't want them leaving feeling like they, you know, didn't.
Yes.
Do well. So we definitely try to work with that. So that's been a little bit of a challenge in trying to help young people understand that you work hard and you receive a reward when you win.
I totally agree with that, because in society, I'm even a victim of that as a parent, because we usually, I personally will say about myself, it's really hard to teach your kid resilience and mm-hmm. coping mechanisms mm-hmm. because the easy way is, if your child is not happy, just hand them something and they will be happy. And at times when I'm driving, I'm a victim of that. I just hand something. I don't want to hear a fight and the whole thing. But it is very important to teach. My parents taught me a lot of resilience and coping mechanisms, because there's times that the kids, like you said, they are not going to be winners. I always tell my son, you're not, because he's very proud of his height. He says, I'm the tallest. I'm going to win. I always say you're not going to be the tallest. You're not going to be the most handsome. You're not going to be the richest. So what you need to learn is how to take failure in a good way, because failure is always not a bad thing. You can learn resilience, coping, how you coped with it, because right now what you're teaching them is the best foundation. When you get older, that's the time, if they have these tools, how to do it, they will be very successful in life. And this is really the foundation of it.
And we take pride in trying to help young people through sports. I kind of mentioned with you offline that my coaches were, coming from a single parent home, my coaches were the males that kind of had an impact in my life. And those are gave me some tools to be able to be successful. Gave me some tools to be able to navigate life coming through the 80s and some of the challenges and pitfalls that we had. Gave me some of those tools. And I take pride in being in this position. And even if it's as simple as having a kid, you know, give you a good firm handshake, or praising them for a good firm handshake, or praising them for looking you in the eye, or praising them for speaking with authority and being confident in himself. Those simple things, we take time to praise, because we know that that'll help you ascend to the boardroom, opposed to being on,
the company line.
So we really put an emphasis. I know Coach Scruggs is, with his seasoning that he has, takes time to really, take time to really give kids a praise, or for those little subtle things. And like I mentioned, if they don't win that particular day, these are opportunities for us still to build their self-esteem, because it's as simple as looking you in the eye. I mean, I appreciate it. And I thank parents when I see their kids that, you know, give me a good firm handshake and look me in the eye, because that shows me that there's been some home training. That shows me, whether it's a military background or whether it's just they understand the value of that as that kid grows as well. So, like I said, we try to take those little things that may be subtle and no one else really is paying attention, but we take those times to really lift kids up and try and praise them for the subtleties of growing up and showing some maturation. I, as a coach, have kids now who I've coached who have kids that come through our program. So I get a chance to see a 10-year-old now at 25 with their kids who are, you know, now 4 or 5 that come through our program. And you could see the maturity at 10 years old. And we would try and help with those things. And you could see some who were wavering, who had some other obstacles. And we try to help them navigate those at 10 years old. And now at 25, they're raising their kids and they know how much of an impact we've had in their life. And they want us to be able to participate in their kids' growth and maturation.
That's great. Coach Scruggs, do you have any input?
Sometimes it's... can be a good day and it could be a bad day. But with the kids coming to camps, they don't fully understand sometimes what they're getting into. And as coaches, we get a chance to learn a lot about the home life through the actions of the kids when they come to camp. Some of them look at us like, you're not in charge of us, and I'm not going to do what you want me to do right now. Those are reflections of their preparation of where they're going to be and what they're going to see in life. So if we start working together, preparing them before when they walk out of that front door, how to address situations, what they're getting into, how to be prepared for the next situation that comes their way, we will equip them with the next advanced steps to be able to make the corrections of all their failures and all of our failures together. It makes the life easier, even for parenting, even for teachers, even for mentors, even for the professors. We have to start with the ground rules of teaching them what our grandparents taught us. If we turn our back on those true values, how can the garden grow? We must turn back and let discipline, firm, strong love and caring lead our children to the future, because we must prepare for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. If we abandon the ones now, those other ones will be abandoned too. And it's on us to lead the way. It's not the feelings we have about it. It's what we must do for one another as a community, as ABA, as mentors, as human beings.
I agree. Fully agree with that. The other question that I had was, when it comes to sports complexes, do we have enough complex in Solano County, the sports complex and places, or should we advocate for more funding when it comes to sport complexes here? Because I'm sure there's some listeners that are going to be stakeholders that are going to be, you know, they can help us with building more complexes, sports complexes. Would you give us that input? How many do we need? Do we have enough? I mean, anything about that, because if there's anybody that wants to sponsor any building sports complexes or anything, please contact Coach Blair or Coach Scruggs, because we're really in need of them, or maybe we're not. They will tell us.
It is my goal, my vision, to own a 2 to 3 court sports complex. I had a friend, maybe 10 to 15 years ago, who had a Nike sponsorship, and a person who would come down and wanted to look at building in Vacaville and didn't necessarily get the level of support that he needed at that particular time. I know from my own perspective, I know that if we had a facility for ABA or Air Blair Athletics, we would be able to impact a lot of young people's lives. Coach Scruggs runs our Tiny Athletes in Vacaville out of the skate center. And we have limited time that we can do it. We could potentially be running 3 to 4 classes.
Yes.
If we had the time to be able to do that. Coach Kayla runs our program in Fairfield.
Yes.
Where they have one community center. So we're vying for that versus the AAU basketball teams, the volleyball teams, the city-run programs, the after-school, are all vying for that one site. Vacaville, we do have the Duke, and we have the Skate that are community centers. Mm-hmm. But we have high school teams who are renting out the Duke. So we're in competition to be able to provide programs through Air Blair Athletics to even have a home to be able to house some of the programs that we offer. And our programs, I mean, our camps sold out, all of them. I mean, our volleyball camps, our flag football camps. This past summer, we literally sold out, I think, 8 of the 9 camps that we ran this year.
Wow.
And we could have done more.
Yes.
If we would have had the facilities to be able to do it. So, and then we're also vying for those same time slots at the 2 sports complexes with other vendors and other programs. So it is a challenge. So to answer the question, yes, we do need more sports facilities. I am definitely open to finding a old grocery store that we can convert into a 2-court facility, that we can let Coach Scruggs run Tiny Athletes from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., opposed to only being able to be here from 11 to 12. And we miss out on that opportunity for those who go to school now and so forth. So, we do need a sports facility. So anyone who has an aptitude or a background that could help us start to venture into converting or even building. I know they have pop-ups now that are, you know, only a few $100,000. So it would be about having some land to be able to build a structure and be able to provide more programming for the community. And that's our goal. That is our goal. We are really working towards it. We're in a constant prayer and looking for guidance and how we can make that happen. Because that was our vision from the inception, was to be able to hold a facility that would allow us to work with young people from the ages of 2 through 13 is our where we're at now, but even if we had a facility, we could expand that.
Yes.
We could even do adult sports programs.
Yes.
I spoke with Coach Kayla recently about, right. No, yes. we could build and design an adult basketball fitness class.
Yes.
Where you do a lot of the basketball related drills, and doesn't matter about you having to make a shot. You just need to be able to work a ladder and
it's about the dopamine release.
Right,
your stress levels down.
Yeah. And then those are mommy and me, daddy and me type programs that could be developed as well.
And even we can do some things for seniors that are in wheelchairs and stuff like this.
Exactly.
Exercise programs to help them be a little bit more energetic to their lives, mm-hmm. and to have some place to go and some place to fellowship and do their exercises together. And we have the knowledge of it because we don't stop studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we want to stop having the proverbial wall put up on everything that we want to do positive.
Yeah.
I foresee us not being able to say no to anything positive that will help a kid or another human being. We need to tear down these other walls with all this other stuff that this litigation that makes us separate mm-hmm. and divide, mm-hmm. then that makes us health-wise to fall. We're not here to fall. We're here to get up. We're here to help each other get up. And the more places we can receive to work in
mm-hmm.
that's safe, the more places we're going to have to put that chain together for all of us so we all can grow together and become a positive community again. And that's what we really want to do.
I will say we do have a lot of support from church ministries that have multi-purpose rooms and so forth, but yet and still they have ministry that they're running.
Yes.
But we do get support. I.e. Coach Scruggs gets to run basketball program from a church ministry. We have ministries that we've been able to work with that have let us come in on a Tuesday night and run some programs and things like that. But having our own, like Coach Scruggs said, I mean, literally from two-year-old to seniors, we could really be able to impact this community with programs. And having our own would allow us to do it at a reasonable rate that would allow us to keep the pricing down for those participants.
Well, listeners, if you have any resources to help with sports complex or any other resources to help Coach Blair or Coach Scruggs, please contact them. This podcast is about bringing resources and human connections in Solano County. That's our goal, to make everything work together, bringing the community together and bringing resources for the people that are working hard to bring change for our next generation and the generations to come. Before I let you two go, I have one more question, and I will have Kayla, another coach, that I will talk to her in a minute. But my last question would be for you two. Since all the basketball players, including my son, they want to be the next Curry, Steph Curry, mm-hmm. or LeBron James, or the next greatest basketball player. What makes a great basketball player, coming from a coach? What advice you have for the listener that's listening right now, whether they're in high school, in college, in Solano County, and they want to be the next best player? What advice, what do you have for them so they follow those footsteps and become the best they are and become the next Steph Curry or LeBron James?
I would say set yourself up a program for what you do during your daily task in life and follow that program. Use your fighting is to fight off all distractions while you train yourself physically and mentally to reach your goal. Distractions will come. They will take you off. You will not reach that goal. If you're mentally strong enough and you write your own program and follow it, starting at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. but getting home to take that shower and grab your books and go to school after that. And then after school, put yourself a little training in and then go in and do your homework and then go in and look at life and what you need to do about that. But I would also suggest that you take the time to get the proper rest. Your machine will break down if you run it 24/7. But if you use your mind 24/7, you will always prevail, and that goal will be reachable. Do it for yourself, not for anyone else.
I love it. Do it for yourself, mm-hmm. not anyone else. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have Kayla. Kayla, welcome.
Hi.
Would you let the listeners and even myself introduce yourself and let yourself know? I know from your dad that you are very involved with his camp, and you're bringing a lot of change in a different way because you're the new generation, and you're also, from what I was hearing from him, you're bringing the, I guess, what do they call it, the millennial parents, the soft way of doing it. So I hear you're bringing the soft way of doing it in the camp, helping the kids accomplish their goals. And I'm a big believer of that too. So I'm all there with you. Go ahead, tell the listeners what you do and how you do it.
So hi, I'm Coach Kayla. As you mentioned, Coach Blair is my dad. I'm a four-year varsity player at Bandon High School. I went on to play college basketball at Pepperdine.
Ooh.
And I transferred to Cal State East Bay, where I got a degree in child development. So I try to bring those things that I learned in college, my degree, to our program. And for me, it's just all about the kids having fun in a safe environment. I did sports my whole life. Basketball was my life for about 10, 15 years. So I just want to just provide space for the kids to have a good time and have fun playing sports.
Wow, that's wonderful. How is it, Coach Blair, being your dad? Was he soft, though? Or you can spill some secrets. We want to know.
Not soft was not the word I'd use. Coach Blair has definitely toned it down. He had to meet this generation where they are. As you mentioned, this generation is a little bit more soft. But Coach Blair was the loudest parent in the gym.
Oh, I can see that.
Kicked out of a game or two.
Oh, wow. Okay, no, then.
It was very intense, but that gave me a good work ethic, which landed me a scholarship to play in college. So I'm grateful, I'm appreciative for that type of parenting and coaching that I had. And I try to take some things that he taught me on a less intense level and bring it to our programs and help our kids.
Skill work.
Yes. What advice do you have for someone, a high school student or someone in middle school or anyone that have a dream of being a female college basketball player? What advice do you have for them?
Work hard. These players don't get to college without working hard. You have to spend time perfecting your craft. You have to spend time in the gym, but also you have to be a good student. It doesn't matter how good of a basketball player, a good athlete you are. If you are not good in the classroom, that scholarship will not come. So yeah, be a good student, number one, and then work hard, stay in the gym, perfecting your craft.
Thank you, Kayla.
Let me piggyback on both of them. I came from an era where you got coached hard. The coach that impacted my life the most was a Marine. And he had me in the best shape of my life from 16. And I played college football, but I literally was in the best shape of my life from 16 to 17, working under that coach. So I came from an era of being coached hard.
Yes.
There was a time in the late 90s, early 2000s, where athletes that I was training, only way to get to college was going to be through sports. Didn't have the resources, weren't going to the schools. So we could push those athletes to levels that we can't necessarily, or we don't even need to try and push today. Piggybacking on what Coach Scruggs and what Coach Kayla were saying about working hard, putting a plan together to try and get to your goal. No one has a goal to stop you right now. There's no one sitting at home saying, how can I keep Mikey from playing in college? How can I keep Sharon from being able to achieve? No one's sitting there. It's on the individual to put forth that effort to be able to try and get to those goals. I agree with Coach Scruggs and write down your goals so that you can see them and you can look at it and you can try and attain those. Every day you look at it. Okay, yes. Did I put in the ball handling? Yes. Did I catch enough footballs today?
Yes.
those things to help me get to my goal. So those are some of the things that I would advise. Getting to be Steph Curry and LeBron, I mean, greatest in the world. That separates you. Yes. From, I mean, whatever they did, they have a Michael Jordan, they have a gene, or they have a something that allowed them to ascend to where they ascended to. But nobody's sitting at home saying, you can't be the next Steph Curry, yes, or you can't be the next LeBron James.
I think in those athletes that Coach just named, and one of their main secrets were, they were never satisfied. If you have something that you want and you want to achieve it, never accept being satisfied. When you're sleeping, someone else is training. When you're not thinking and talking, someone else is learning. Never let yourself be caught behind the fire line. Be in front for what glows for you. Be ahead. Achieve your goal earlier so you can achieve other goals. Never be satisfied.
Well, that was great closing remarks. Coach Kayla, do you have any closing remarks before we end this session?
We're going to be at, let's see, Hemlock and Fairmont Elementary Schools for our recess program. And then for after school programs, we're going to be at Fairmont, Alamo, Callison, and Browns Valley.
We're going to be working with Creative Art Reach for those after school programs.
And I guess closing, sign your kids up for our programs. We love to have your kids. I truly think this is my calling. This is my passion to work with kids, sports setting. So I enjoy our sold out classes. I enjoy our classes with just a few kids. But I really do like being able to work with kids and see the impact that we're having on the community, just to see our kids get better in the sports that they do sign up for, just in the little 4-week session, just to see how good they get and the things that they learn and able to implement at home and at school. So yeah, sign your kids up for our programs.
Thank you, Mr. Scruggs.
There's one more thing I'd like to say. Young men and women out there who have a sports background, who really wants to teach and everything else, ABA is hiring. We need you to come forth and teach your skills to the new generation. We're waiting to get with you and show you the ABA way so you can give your skills and pass it on to other generations. So we want you to come forth. Remember, look us up on the website, aba.com.
AirBlairAthletics.com.
There you go.
And there's a tab up on the top as well.
Thank you, listeners in Solano County. Our goal is to bring all of you together, provide resources for each other, build human connections. That's all this is about. I would like to thank Coach Blair, Coach Scruggs, and Coach Kayla for taking the time. And please go on their website if you would like to sign up your kids. Thank you.